Missionaries are running into chaos to bring a message of hope. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Today, we want to look at a mission group who's strategizing how to make a difference for the gospel in a country swathed in chaos. We'll also take a look at another ministry faithfully serving the Dominican Republic for over a quarter century. But first, despite beefed up security, there were fresh explosions in Thailand's deep south on Monday. Just 3 days earlier, 11 bomb and arson attacks struck multiple tourist resort towns. There's a Malaysian insurgency waging a bloody separatist war in the south. However, Asian Access's Noel Buchetti says,
it's all theory because nobody stepped forward to claim any sort of responsibility. It's pretty confusing for the people there, frankly, right now. A lot of rumors are flying around, but there's nothing really definitive. It's just all these different streams of speculation going on at the same time.
The royal family's mixed in, so there's some nationalism and a sprinkle of sectarianism. So what's really going on? Nobody knows for sure.
It's possible that this struggle is coming to the surface. Now, at the very same time, Thailand just a week ago voted in a new constitution, but it's a constitution that basically gives the military veto power over everything.
Asian Access has been looking at expanding ministry into Thailand, but is now the time? Definitely. In fact, laying the foundation with prayer is the first step.
Our sense is if things are getting more chaotic, all the more need for the Christian leaders there to be able to become better equipped, better encouraged, better supported, and learn how to work together collectively to try to, you know, help be an influence in the country and to help spread the gospel.
And a trend we've seen in the U.S. is that people's opinions on the political issue of immigration often dictates their personal response to the immigrant next door. Biblica's CEO Carl Muller suggests that fear is the biggest hindrance at reaching out to our immigrant and refugee neighbors.
If we continue to put in the fear-based communication, the hate speech that is often out there, and the uncertainties that flood our news streams and our internet streams, we will become fearful people. We will become people whose faith diminishes and our fear increases.
To help believers grow in faith and embrace God's call to be salt and light, Biblica offers the Community Bible Experience.
At Biblica, we've been able to do the Community Bible Experience now for several years, and almost 1 million people have gone through this program of reading the Bible together in small groups that enable people to read not just short passages, but to really read God's Word the way it was intended, the way it was written to us, with long passages that flow because there's no chapters or verses to distract us away from the pure message of the Word. And when we do that, God's Word sinks deep into our souls, and that really makes us able to face fears much more faithfully rather than fearfully.
You'll find the links to the Community Bible Experience at missionnews.org. And finally, the Dominican Republic may be one of the most visited tourist destinations in the Caribbean, but it's also one of the poorest. And that's why Kids Alive International has been working in the DR for over 25 years, providing the hope of the gospel to children and their families. Currently serving 18,000 children, Vic Trotwine of Kids Alive says that the ministry has found its place in the Dominican Republic with orphanages, holistic care schools, and care centers. The centers provide a Head Start education and much more.
They're also learning about God in our care centers, and it's holistic care, so we're providing their main meals each day, spiritual education, medical help, and their academic education.
With no state-sponsored care, the Dominican Republic struggles to provide for orphans and vulnerable kids, and that's what makes the work Kids Alive is doing so valuable.
Almost every kid comes in malnourished. We see 7 and 9-year-olds that have never been in a schoolroom, so they can't write their own name. They're kids that are suffering in the moment and have no reasonable living option.
Child sponsorship really does make a difference. Get the details at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Do you want stories that will help you pray for your world more effectively? Get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. They feature stories on current events, plus the gospel connections, action points, prayer cast links, and more, all at your fingertips at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.